Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for yet another edition of the Preview Report. I am John Schmelk, and it's all brought to you by New Era. It's the 5-9 New York Giants visiting the 7-7 Detroit Lions. Now, the Giants might be out of playoff contention, but the Lions are not. If they lose, however, they will be out of that NFC North playoff race. If they win, they're still right in the mix with the Packers and the Chicago Bears. So a very important game for the Detroit Lions. As for the Giants, they're coming off that brutal 23-0 shutout loss at home to the Seattle Seahawks. They want to try to end this season on a winning note and maybe get their offense going a little bit. But it's going to be tough, and that's because of the injury report. And you'll see the one big name on that list is Victor Cruz, who's trying to make it back from that knee injury, but he has knee surgery. He's out for the rest of the year. A couple other big names on that report. You have Gerald Jernigan, his replacement. He's questionable. Then you have the two offensive linemen. David Deal is doubtful. James Brewer is questionable. So it could be a mess at guard for the New York Giants. And that's a big deal considering how good of a defensive front this Detroit Lion team has. Now it's time to break down the game. To do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, the one and only, who, of course, covers the team for WFN and contributes to all things New York Giants media. Paul, we're headed to Detroit, and the Giants will try to play a better game than they did last week.
Yeah, John, indeed, going into a true Lions den. You know, the last couple of weeks, the Giants have played teams that were motivated by either trying to stay alive in the playoff race or improving their seed. The Giants, of course, are in a position to just play for pride.
And the Lions will be chomping at the bit to get at that New York Giants offense, especially their front four, who Kevin Gilbride has watched on tape, and needless to say, they are impressive.
I mean, you got two of the best, you know, defensive tackles in the league, and they're going to, you know, they're a physical presence that you got to deal with. And so, like in any game, how do you help the guys where, you know, the matchups are going to be challenging and most challenging for your team? So you try to slide and double as best you can, just like you do with, you know, your tight ends, your receivers. What do you do to give your guys the best chance? And then the problem is they got a couple of ends now that are rushing up the field and very effective. And if they can get your quarterback to step up, you got those two monsters up front that are pushing the pile back. That, you know, so there's a reason people haven't run the ball very well. There's a reason that they, you know, they get after people very well with their front. They're good.
And Paul, obviously the two big names are defensive tackle Nick Farley and Ndamukong Suh. But don't sleep on Ziggy Ansah, who leads the team in sacks. Rookie first round pick. He can get around the edge as well.
He has 7 sacks. You mentioned that. But it is truly the guys in the middle that you got to worry about because they're big, they're strong, they're powerful, they're quick. They are the total package. Suh and Farley are combined for 9 sacks so far this year. And Suh is among the top 5 NFC defensive tackles in tackles made this season.
Now, here's the trick, though. They might be making all those big plays and being very disruptive, but they also do some very dumb and undisciplined things. They lead the league in defensive penalties. They lead the league in offsides penalties. And we all know about the personal fouls.
Yeah, it's a sloppy team, and that's why they're 7-7, John, because, look, they play very well at home. You know, Coach Schwartz really has this team going in the right direction. But, you know, self-inflicted errors, you kind of know what those things are, John. We've seen enough of those around the Giants this year. Haven't been enough to kill the Lions, but enough to wound them to be a 500 team.
And the Lions generally will just rush their front four and use those guys and their very special abilities to get to the quarterback. But occasionally, they will send the blitz as well and do some very interesting things in the secondary. Eli Manning will be ready for whatever they bring to the table.
They got a good scheme. They do a good job of mixing up some unique pressures and different blitzes, and then sometimes they just say, "Hey, we're gonna get pressure, bringing 4 guys and play, you know, too high and different things." And so you got to have great answers. You got to have pressure beaters. You got to have, you know, when they're playing coverage, but they still do a good job getting a rush on the quarterback, bringing 4 guys. So, you know, which makes things can make things, you know, difficult, you know, because you got to, you know, have routes that are a little bit longer developing to get guys open. So, you know, we got to have a good mix and hopefully we can have good balance of pass and run and you know, move the ball.
Paul, they have a lot of speed at linebacker. DeAndre Levi leads the NFL in interceptions, tied with Richard Sherman and Ontrell Roll. And Rasheen Mathis is a veteran corner. But the Lions have given up a ton of big plays.
Yeah, in fact, in terms of 40-plus yards plays, they're in the top 10 worst in the NFL. I believe it's 14 on the season they've given up. But the one thing is, you know, they always say you got to stop the run first. That's what they do well. They're allowing under 100 yards a game against the run. That would be 4th best defense in the NFL. And they've only given up one 100-yard rusher this year. That would be Philadelphia's LeSean McCoy.
And that allows them to get after the passer because
exactly.
They get into 3rd and long. By the way, best third down and red zone defense in the league.
Third down conversions, I think opponents are at about 30%, which is insane.
Very, very impressive. And no less impressive is that Detroit Lions offense, led by Matthew Stafford. Now, he's been sacked fewer times than any other quarterback this year, along with Peyton Manning. Why? He gets rid of the ball quickly. Justin Tuck knows the Giants' defense line will have to get there fast if they want to get to Matthew Stafford.
Well, I think Stafford is doing a great job of getting the ball out of his hands, almost to a fault sometimes. He's not. They're not giving up a lot of sacks, and a lot of the reason why is because he's getting it out, and that sometimes it's just he just chucks it. So I think a lot of times you see, guys being able to make plays on him because of that. But I think he's playing well.
But Paul, Stafford getting rid of the ball quickly has led to some issues, as Justin Tuck just referred to. He tends to throw the ball up for grabs, trusting his very tall receiving core to make a play in coverage.
Well, you go across the board, they're all like 6'5 and 6'6, including Pettigrew, the tight end. Everybody knows about Megatron. We'll talk about him in a minute.
And Forey is 6'7, the other tight end.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Now, here's the thing, though. His completion percentage, that is Stafford, is only at about 58%, which is 30th among NFL quarterbacks. That is a direct reflection of him just looking to throw the ball, because he's not so much concerned with accuracy and completions as he is just getting rid of it.
And the Lions, by the way, second most giveaways in the league. I think we know who number one is, but the Lions can be had, and the Giants will have some opportunities to get some turnovers.
14 fumbles lost. Stafford has four, and their two running backs, Bell and Bush, have three apiece.
Now, the one guy he likes to target when he throws it into coverage is Calvin Johnson. Now, the Giants had some injuries in the secondary. Their one cornerback that probably has the height and the physicality to at least give him a run for his money is Prince Mukamara.
I think our coaches have a great game plan going into this week. And Calvin Johnson, he does flip side to side. So I do anticipate matching up with him.
Paul, what do you think the Giants are going to do here? We talked to Prince during the week. Only one other time this year has he followed a receiver around. That was against Philadelphia, against DeSean Jackson earlier in the season. Now, they'll put Calvin Johnson in the slot. Prince, as far as I can recollect, has never played the slot in a game as a member of the Giants.
I agree.
How are they going to handle Calvin Johnson on Sunday?
I got a feeling that they're going to play straight up, and you'll just see some double teams when he's opposite Prince. But when he's on Prince's side, that's when they'll probably single him. I think that's what they mean when they talk about mixing up coverages.
Well, they'll still put a safety over the top, even if it's not a straight double.
Straight single with somebody over the top.
Right.
It's help. It's not actually a double. I think that's the way it's going to go. Now, McBride's been gimpy and nicked up, so that's obviously a tall order for him. Hosley has been healthy and played the last couple of weeks, but he's given up a lot of inch count to the Megatron. That could get very, very ugly. I will tell you this, though. Despite the 7 100-yard games that Megatron's had this year, he has been shut down to under 100 in each of the last two games.
Also, almost at tops in the NFL in terms of drop passes. He's had a lot of issues this year getting his hands on the ball and holding on to it. I believe he has double digits in terms of drops this season.
12 touchdown catches, too.
That is pretty, pretty good. The Lions, by the way, lead the NFL in drops in more than 40 this year.
Right.
Something to keep in mind. But we should mention the running game before we say goodbye. And Reggie Bush and Joik Bell are two guys that do different things. And keep this stat in mind. When Reggie Bush goes for 100 yards, the Lions are 3-0. When he has 100 combined yards, rushing, receiving, they're 6-1. So stopping him will be number one on the Giants' priority list.
Yeah, he's got 1,400 total yards from scrimmage this year. That puts him in the top 10 in the NFL. Also, I would worry more about him catching passes in the flat and checkdowns and dump offs, because when they get him in open space, as some teams have done with their running backs against the Giants, they've been effective in terms of nickel and diming the ball down the field and moving the chains. Were you just talking about straight running out of the backfield? We know how well the Giants have performed, John.
Paul, give me your keys to the game. Is this just a matter of who doesn't give the ball to the other team?
Well, you're talking about over 60 combined turnovers with these two teams, so maybe if the Giants can win that turnover battle, they'll win this one.
Something they haven't done in what seems like forever. Paul?
Decades.
We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Good to see you, John.
And that's all the time we have for this week's edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Paul, Merry Christmas to you. Have a great one.
You too, John.
Enjoy the game on Detroit on Sunday, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.